Joining us now on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our political analyst, John Creed. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Christine. And I'll start off with, pardon me, with my four looks at this debate. First, how many people actually watched it? How many people even know that station exists? Christie is the only one that really went after Trump. The others try to throw a few things. They're afraid of the Trump supporters not supporting them. DeSantis had problems answering the questions that were asked. So I think he felt he was behind. And Haley was attacked by all three, but I think she held her own, and I think she won the debate.
Now, what do you think about Chris Christie was so animated last night. He, to me, was the most engaging one to watch. He felt like he's got, to me, like he's got nothing to lose, and he just let it all out there.
I think you're 100% correct. Also, I think Republicans, especially big business Republicans who are giving to Haley's campaign, have decided, all in all, Trump can't win because he can't get independents and independent women.
And what did you think about when Vivek Ramaswamy went after Nikki Haley, saying you can't name the three provinces in Ukraine that were supposedly helping? I thought he came off like a bully.
And I'll tell you, Christie came out and really defended Haley, and I just think he was going after anybody and everybody he could say about.
Now that we're down to four, do you think it really may, at this point, what difference did that debate make last night before, how many weeks now before the Iowa caucuses?
About 6 weeks, mm-hmm. But in my opinion, how many people watched? And I just think that Trump is so far ahead. I think the 2024 election is going to be a repeat of 2020.
Okay, we got it on tape here.
That's all right. But I just feel, even if it was the best run debate, I don't know necessarily that's true, but how many people actually watched it?
I don't know, because it was hard to find it, but I just set it into my remote. Can you play the Republican debate? And News Nation came up. And you think Haley in this was the clear winner?
I do. She is very knowledgeable on the issues, and the fact that she was in the Trump cabinet by ambassador to the UN, and I think moderate people will look for somebody different than the two guys that are the main candidates at this point.
Now, do you think, just say Nikki Haley did manage to make it to be the nominee and did manage to win, do you think she would find a place in her cabinet for Chris Christie?
Could be VP.
That's what I was thinking, too. Hey, we'll be in touch, and we always appreciate you checking in with us. Anything else you want to add, John Creed?
If I could, Christine, I want to congratulate Joe Castiglione to getting into the Broadcaster Baseball Hall of Fame, 42 years with the Red Sox, and I want to give him my congratulations.
Oh, terrific, and a Marshfield guy, a lot of talent. Hey, thanks so much. Again, that's our political consultant, analyst, John Creed. We'll be back with more after this.